This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome, I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates, all that good stuff. We get some comeback news also. I feel like we're in the midst of like non-stop comebacks.
Yes.
Right? It's that time. It's like summertime, so all these refreshing summer songs coming out, especially like July has a lot in store for us, like the end of June and early July. Mm-hmm. We will be talking about a fair amount of different groups, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got ATs, we got some a little bit of New Jeans, we got Two Us, mm-hmm. so we got some Gen 5 in there. Of course, Nayeon is still very relevant right now. And are we going to talk about OnlyFans? It looks like
we
might be talking about OnlyFans for a certain solo artist reason. BTS, Stray Kids, of course, Haley will talk about that all at the end. And whatever we missed in between, including Blackpink. We have a small little thing about Blackpink that we'll talk about as well. And before we get started, don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, follow, subscribe. Wherever you're tuning in, we are available on all major streaming platforms. This is the Permission to Stand podcast. Haley, before I lose my breath, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes. And all right, let's get started. Mm-hmm. Next week is, I just have a note here, Anime Expo for fellow weebs. Because the cool part, the reason why I will integrate it, first off, when we had our original podcast called Anime Munchies years ago, which is crazy to think of that we've, it's been a while.
4 years.
Wow. Okay, so we used to talk about anime and K-pop and food places.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. We've narrowed it down, obviously, but bringing up Anime Expo because some vendors over there, mm-hmm. especially like in Artist Alley, and probably you'll see it upstairs, like if there's any fellow weebs that are going to be showing up and going there, because we'll probably be there almost every day,
mm-hmm.
or at least three of the four.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be cosplaying, of course. Haley, who are you cosplaying as?
I am cosplaying as Uta from One Piece.
Very nice.
Silver Wolf from Star Rail.
Very nice.
And Oshino from Oshinoko.
Very nice. And I will be doing Garp from One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
I will be doing the famous Trash Can Man from...
The buff Trash Can.
Well, I'm not... Well, we'll see. Definitely Trash Can, though. They're very trashy from Star Rail.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm just going to be very comfortable on the other day or
weeb.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm a comfortable weeb.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited because I think I want to be the comfortable weeb when we shop around Artist Alley, because there's a couple of artists there that have K-pop related merch and memorabilia and stuff. It's really nice. Like I think it's stickers and like keychains and cute like little prints, posters.
Mm-hmm.
And like, of course, there's all the anime that we watch. And of course, there's like a lot of Genshin and Honkai Star Rail and
yep.
all that. But of course, whenever we run into these artists with booths for K-pop, it's like I feel like I just spend all my money there. Mm-hmm. I think last year, one of the artists had like New Jeans. Of course, I'm gonna buy everything.
Yeah,
New Jeans, Twice,
Blackpink,
Blackpink for sure. Mm-hmm. Le Sserafim. Actually, She was out of Dubus. That's mm-hmm. why I didn't even buy the Twice set for the stickers. I was like, why didn't I not buy it? I just realized mm-hmm. Dubu was like sold out. So definitely gonna go to that booth like the first day mm-hmm. this year. Grab that. I saw she even dropped like Aespa, and it's like super super cute. I'll probably post it on the podcast like if I find her account.
Right.
I have it saved on like our bookmarks, but it's super super cute. And I'm sure like if you go around, you'll see. Remember we've seen
there's
before other artists
for
like
that do BTS and course, Stray Kids.
Tons. Mm-hmm. You'll definitely see that. You might see some ATEEZ too possibly.
Oh yeah, there was ATEEZ last year.
You'll definitely run into a lot more. So it's really cool and it's fun. Like as a K-pop stan to like browse around mm-hmm. Anime Expo, even though part of that's not gonna be fun, the crowds and the lines,
right? I mean, that's we're so used to it,
unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And yes, so that's I just want to put it there also. That's because we're gonna be recording and we'll be so busy that week, so we'll probably be recording earlier too, just in case.
Tuesday,
like probably Tuesday for the most part. Mm-hmm. All right, comebacks, let's do it. Comebacks, we covered a couple of these already, but just throwing it out there because what's the date? We're recording this a little bit early, too. We're doing this on Tuesday, June 26th. So, of course, like I said, whenever we say June 26th is Korea time, KST, when these release. So sometimes they come out the 25th.
So that would be today for yes. us. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty mm-hmm. much. And SHINee, mm-hmm. Key has another single called mm-hmm. Tongue Tied. NCT Wish has their Japan release. Their second single called Songbird.
Mm-hmm.
June 28th, we saw this because Lisa posted it herself. She will be having her solo comeback mm-hmm. called Rockstar. I mean, she has... everyone's looking forward to it. Like, the expectations, I feel like, are kind of high, right?
Right.
Especially, like, after she dropped something like a banger song called Money... kind of went viral and everything. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to this, even though she has like that short hair ish.
It's a wig.
It's a but wig, then, of like, course. And she's super tanned.
Yeah, she dropped super a tanned. Teaser video, I think.
I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it. Did you?
It was really, really short. It was on her Instagram. But it looks really cool already. I'm excited to see the full thing.
Me too. Let's see. Also June 28th, Jimin She. So Jimin's going to be... Yes. Dropping his pre-release single for Muse. Mm-hmm. That's already coming up. Also, apparently, it might be Cat's Eye debut, who we said was like the HYBE's version kind of a Vicha.
Right.
Like the international group.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're going to be doing like... they probably will be similar to Vicha, right? Probably English songs.
I think it's going
to
be English.
English songs, but like K-pop sounding and production.
Because there's only one Korean member.
Interesting. Okay. And then they will be debuting there. And we got word that... they will actually be performing at KCON.
Yeah, as an opening act.
Wow.
Mm. Or pre-show, they called it.
Why is Vicha not a pre-show or opening act at all? And they are, like, located here. Like, I think the
they
office,
are in LA.
The JYP office for, like, Vicha is in LA. So it's like, what
it's
is
weird
going on, JYP?
Because they're here.
It's weird because NMIX is there. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they don't have JYP artists at mm-hmm. KCON. Also looking forward to the High Touch. I think NMIX was the only High Touch that I got this year. Let's see, moving on. July 1st, Stacy
mm-hmm.
has
Stacy
their,
Girls?
Is going down with their first album, Metamorphic. They did drop a really cool and cute highlight medley.
Mm-hmm.
There's two parts to it because there's a total of 14 songs.
It's a real full album.
That is mm-hmm. a full album. Even like some full albums from like K-pop standards only have like
eight.
I think 6 to 8. Yeah, 8 mm-hmm. or something. But damn, I'm glad they are feeding us. And they all sound fantastic. Mm-hmm. They even have unit songs. Mm-hmm. The first time they've had like unit songs. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. I think it's Seon, Seyun, and Jay have mm-hmm. a unit song. The other unit is, I thought it was going to be the other three, but no, it's actually, I think it's Soomin and Yoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Isa has a solo song. So that's pretty interesting. That'd be fun to see when they finally come around and tour once again. They will also be having a very interesting album version. Mm-hmm. Just as we had spoken about aespa's sold out version of the CD player, that version like is scalped up the ass even by like legit retailers.
That sucks.
Which sucks. Mm-hmm. Like I've been seeing some K-pop stores, that online K-pop stores obviously, that have been scalping it like to like double or near triple the price.
That's too expensive.
Because the retail is I think like 115, mm-hmm. and I've been seeing it for like 300 ish. Those are the ones in stock because no one has bought it. Because the ones that are sold out on the other retailers like have sold it actually for like 250, which is double.
That's it's too like, much. Though.
That's insane. Everyone is looking forward to this. I mean, honestly, if I ever come across and if they ever restock it again, mm-hmm. like obviously retail prices, mm-hmm. I am inclined to buy one because I still want one. It's pretty cool to have like mm-hmm. I like using my CD like Walkman, mm-hmm. right? Like when we were in elementary school, maybe like touching high school.
Yeah,
like everyone had CD players, mm-hmm. CD walkers, like Walkman. I remember listening to all my Blink 182 albums and everything, like right. Linkin Park and everything.
Those were the days when you'd have CDs in your
Hell
car.
Hell yeah!
And use them.
I mean, it makes sense. Like if K-pop existed back then, we'd be using all the CDs. Like,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
from the albums, how people buy it just for the photo cards. People would keep it and actually play mm-hmm. the CDs, like the music. So it's definitely different times, especially because like
everything's on Spotify.
Everything is
YouTube.
Now. It's a streaming world that we live in. So it's a lot different from back in our day because we're right. boomers, I guess, at this point, it feels like.
Millennials.
Okay, we're millennials. Millennial boomers. Let's see. I didn't even say what version it was. We were talking about it, then forgot. So Stacy's having a figure mm-hmm. version. It's really cool. It's like a cute miniature figure for each member. Mm-hmm. Haley, what was the way? Well, how did you describe it?
It kind of reminded me of the ones that BTS had before. Not the tiny tan ones, but the ones that they did for Idol. Because I have Jimin's one.
And we're not talking about like the dolls.
No. These are not
the scary Barbie dolls.
It's no.
These are
like the tiny like anime looking figures.
Cute kawaii mm-hmm. figures. They're really nice. And then I don't know how it's being sold. Like I didn't really look at the details.
I think they're like in a box. Like,
and it's like each member has mm-hmm. one, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It looks really cool. So it'd be nice to get like maybe I want to get a set, and then it would be cool to place like you know because I have the signed Digipack albums right. for each member. It'd be cool to like display it that way because I couldn't figure out a way or like how I'm gonna display them. So
yeah, I feel like these ones are kind of gonna be like the Digipacks because each member has
their own. That sounds like it might be it actually. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to that because it's really cute and like we said, we are a big fan of when groups do all these really cool album cover designs.
I mean,
and
there's so
versions.
Many, honestly, but it's like, I can't buy all of them.
We've always been talking about SM and everything, but it's nice to see, like, you know, a smaller company, like, high up doing something like mm-hmm. this. It makes a big impact mm-hmm. because, you know, the market is a little bit different from them. They're not coming from
right.
such a big company, with you know, so
the big four.
The presence isn't there, but it's really cool. So looking forward to that. Definitely going to grab some. If not, I'm going to just at least get Isa. Mm-hmm. Isa and Yoon, most mm-hmm. likely, but maybe I'll get all of them. We do have to get Seyun now because we do have her Polaroid, right?
Yeah.
The signed Polaroid, our only one. In general. Right. But honestly, like, Stacy, I feel like, is in my top five. Like, mm-hmm. they're always in and out. Like, my top four is secure. Mm-hmm. But my number five spot for my top five, like,
rotates,
girl
depending
groups,
on who's promoting.
Exactly. That's exactly how it mm-hmm. is. Like, whoever is more relevant and I hear more of... Mm-hmm. ends up being number five. Like right now it was like recently NMIX, but right. now Stacy's coming back mm-hmm. so it's most likely gonna be Stacy again, so it kind of rotates, especially like that one. But yeah, number one is obviously solidified, set in stone, paved, nothing can move it. It's a wall, it's a mountain. It's a immovable object,
right?
Let's see. And also July 1st, it doesn't stop because we also have Baby Monster mm-hmm. gonna have their digital single Forever, and they even dropped like a music video teaser mm-hmm. which we got used to because I think they've been doing that, but it's so, the sample is so short and
right.
small
like
that you really don't
seconds.
Know what's gonna what to expect, because I remember we were bashing on, what was it?
Sheesh.
And we're like, oh my God, what the hell is this? And then it's not too bad. Yeah, it sounds like a YG song, to be honest. And it ended up doing really well. So I will not be biased against that really small clip that I don't even know what, I don't even remember how it sounds like. Okay, and last but not least, July 1st, like I said, we have so many comebacks going on. We have, last but not least, a digital single by Kiss of Life, K-I-O-F. So I think it's called Sticky. It's very suggestive already.
Interesting.
All the promotions I've seen, they're like in tropical like attire, or like when you're on vacation. It's like when you go to Hawaii and you're walking around Ala Moana, or like what's that other place that we walk around on Waikiki? That shopping strip.
Dukes?
No, International Market.
Oh, International Market.
Okay, yes. Dukes is there, right?
Yeah.
So they look like they're like in that attire, and then they're like visiting the guy from Terrace House. Like it looks like his coffee truck car.
Oh, I see.
So that's what's going on. I mean, and honestly, like it's cool that, you know, all the members each have like their own Instagrams too. And it always blows my mind every time we see Natty, because it's like, who would have thought Natty from like 16, who could have been in Twice, who is also like the youngest one on 16, like ended up exploding in her front section especially. So it's kind of crazy to see, because I was talking about it with one of our other friends, and it's like he keeps saying it's so weird to like see Natty like older, because he's so used to like think of her as like a baby, right? Like especially back if you followed Twice back from 16.
Right.
So it's kind of like thinking of it the same way, like, you know, if you watch Island and
Nikki
following in Hypen, to be honest.
Nikki was a baby.
Yeah, so that's it's wild, but it's cool to see that like they're all doing successful like in their own different things. But I mean, the equivalent Natty would be like, what's that guy that you were annoyed of? Because he didn't
make it into
made it into another group.
Yeah, and team.
Takis. Oh, yeah. Sana's favorite chips. Takis. So I digress. Next one is July 3rd. Aespa's Japan debut. I feel like a lot of Japanese debuts, because we had NewJeans also. We'll talk about NewJeans, of course. But Aespa's JP debut single is going to be coming out. It's called Hot Mess. Not to mention another JP single track. Actually, I don't know if it's a... No, it's actually a fourth... Well, I guess it's so confusing. Fourth album. Japanese single album by TXT is also going to be having a JP release. It's called We'll Never Change. But I think the single in general, the album is called Chikai. So there's a lot of stuff going on nonstop.
Boy Next Door is also releasing a Japanese album. It's in July sometime. I think it's like later on in July.
We'll probably come across them... when the time comes, right? Let me see. I think because of the NewJeans thing, I'll bring it up really quick. Yeah, so the NewJeans pop-up happened because they did their Japanese debut. They had, like, a showcase and, like, I don't know if it was, like, a fan meet. It might have been a fan meet, too. But it was interesting to see it because Billie Eilish was there. Or should I say
Billie Eyelashes. That's what I call her.
So because they performed on Music Station and they did, you know, their Japanese tracks and from the recent comeback. And it was just interesting that Billie Eilish was there. And, like, everyone was posting selfies with her and everything.
Everyone loves her over there.
They love her, yeah, for reals. Even, like, but it was cool to see, like, Hani. And then Billie Eilish was, like, you know, like, excited to see and meet NewJeans, too.
Right.
So it was kind of, like, vice versa. But I'm sure, like, Hani and, like, Danielle, like, all members, too, think highly of Billie Eilish.
Yeah, because I remember seeing a clip, and I don't remember what other groups were like seated around her, but then like Billie Eilish
is okay. Yeah, just go for it.
Was taking like selfies with her phone, and then everyone was so excited to be in her selfie, and they were like getting really like giddy and stuff. I was like, oh,
I mean, that's so cool. Yeah, that's obviously. And then like she's really into like the Japanese culture and anime as well too. So of course, she's having, like, a great time and, like, living her life all the way there in Japan.
Right.
Also, like, the NewJeans pop-up in Japan had really cool, like, merch and just a lot of awesome and cute, cool things to see. Like, I've just seen tons of reels and just been reeling in all the FOMO, Haley. It's mm-hmm. not. It's so nice to just absorb all this FOMO.
Right, Japan gets everything.
Of course, they are the favorite child, aside from Korea, when it comes to K-pop.
I think sometimes they're even more.
You're right. Stray Kids, right?
Yeah.
But the thing I was going to say, too, because it just looked really cool. They had, like, all the different posters, all the different designs, and a lot of things that, like, I wish they would do here, mm-hmm. right, in general. So all of the Japanese Tokis and bunnies out there, you know, I'm jealous. Mm-hmm. Nothing more, nothing less. As always. Let's see. Also, because there's another thing coming out. It's not really a comeback, but we're going to bring it up. It's a concert movie. Yes. Another K-pop concert movie coming to theaters. Mm-hmm. The next one. Haley, do you know who it is?
Yeah, Blackpink again.
Blackpink. Yes. Yeah, so Blackpink, I think it's probably going to be a little different. It's probably like the tour that we watched, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it will be also on Screen X, 4DX, 4DX Ultra. I don't know what the Ultra is in 4DX. What does that mean? Does it, like, shake even more violently?
I don't know.
So, like, they'll be sweating on you, like, when they're dancing on the screen. Haley and I are a fan of the Screen X. Actually, maybe Haley could do 4DX. It's just like,
I want to do 4DX.
I can't
so
hang,
bad.
Haley. I will vomit everywhere.
You can just stand up.
I will just throw up everywhere. I have really
just
bad
get
motion sickness.
The disabled, handicapped one, so put, it's stable.
Put two patches of scopolamine and just drug me up with other stuff. And but if not, just throw me on Screen X, because I like Screen X because of the super wide, like 180 view, right? Mm-hmm. We've talked about this before, and Blackpink will have it again, because that was like the last K-pop thing that we watched on Screen X, or was it BTS?
I think it might have been BTS.
I really like it, and I'm really looking forward to this one. It won't be screening till the beginning of July 31st, but keep your eyes peeled because tickets most likely will start dropping June 27th.
Mm-mm.
So just check that out because it'll probably fill up. Also, do not watch it at any theaters that like don't really get much because you'll be very disappointed, just like how it happened with us when we tried watching Aespa, and then, unfortunately, sadly enough, the theater, like, canceled it without notifying any of us. And it was a waste of the whole day kind of thing,
yeah.
In terms of our K-pop concert plans for the movie. So, yeah, just keep that in mind. Make sure that it's going to be filling up, and you should be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Let us see also what had dropped recently, Haley, was To Us. Their second mini album, right?
Yeah, it did drop recently, and I had a chance to listen to all their songs driving to work today, and
ooh.
I love their album. I love their songs so much.
I think you would, like, for sure, they are under Pledis, right? Like,
yeah.
It's a good, like, the thing, we complain about Pledis for other reasons, but musically, they sound good.
Right,
they sound amazing.
17 is under Pledis, and like their music is amazing, and then To Us is really, really following those footsteps
of just so catchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so damn catchy.
And the second mini album is called Summer Beat. It has 6 songs, and a lot of them are very like anime opening sounding.
Maybe this is why Haley's enjoying them so much.
They're so
they sound
good.
Like anime
oh
songs.
Oh my god, I was like, you can put this over any like slice of life anime and it would match perfectly.
Are you excited to see them at KCON?
I am.
I wonder which ones they'll be performing.
Probably like Plot Twist and then Hey Hey, and then I don't know if I mean I hope that they're gonna add
that's what I'm wondering they're gonna
album.
Add they should I think they will probably on that,
so.
That KCON
like
stage or the outdoor something
at least the title track which is such a weird title. It's called If I'm S, Can You Be My N? And
that
I
sounds
like,
really weird.
And I was like, what does that mean? And it's a compass. North and south.
South. If I'm south, you can be my north.
Right. So
I
like opposites attract kind of thing. So
that's
I was like, oh,
cute.
Okay. No, the song itself is really, really good. Go check it out if you haven't.
We'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Roger that. I will. And also, there was supposed to be a Red Velvet drop. Remember we talked about it?
Yeah.
For Cosmic. But guess what? Mm-hmm. Revloves. Is it Revloves? I forgot the fandom name. But
Revloves.
They are pretty upset at SM because SM had indefinitely delayed the music video release for Cosmic. And apparently this is even the fourth time that this has happened.
Wait, why?
So everyone was waiting for it, right? Everyone was refreshing and on YouTube and just like waiting for it to drop, you know, the time that it's supposed to. You know, people are giving it like a few extra minutes because sometimes, you know, it's not there right lags. at the strike of the stroke of midnight kind of thing. But it's been 30 minutes. People are getting worried. Then SM casually announces that it has been delayed for improving the video's quality. More
what
bullshit.
The
yeah.
Heck?
It doesn't what that makes
what do you
that is
mean?
The worst excuse.
Wait, why?
What do you mean the video's quality? Like,
maybe
you guys,
it wasn't uploading or like...
Did they film it in like 480? Like, well,
what is that thing called? Rendering. But then the thing is, like, wouldn't you have like done this before it's going to drop?
If you're a big ass company, music company, I would think that you would have been well prepared to have maybe uploaded it way before.
Right.
But we don't know exactly what happened. We don't know what's going on. We just know everyone is upset. Even one of the members, oh, I forgot who. Was it Irene? Someone was, like, throwing shade at SM.
Oh. So when is it going to drop?
Indefinite. We don't know.
Oh, what the
it's
fuck?
Just it drops when they decide to finally drop it. What a, like, way to, like, fizzle out a comeback.
Right. That's
like, that's pretty bad. Like, it makes sense why so many people were, like, obviously, like, upset
that's
as well.
That's kind of weird for SM, though. Because I feel like they're so good about it for everyone else.
You would think, oops, I accidentally deleted my whole note, so I will go to my phone.
What the hell? How did
my
you
fat
it?
Ass, my oh fat my fingers God. And fat hands somehow deleted it while we were talking.
Okay.
Where are we now, Haley? Because I might have lost it. I think that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did cover everything.
Yep.
So, this is a good time to take a bathroom break, take a water break, stay hydrated. And while you do that, don't forget to hit that notification bell, follow, like, subscribe, the Permission to Stand podcast. We are available on mostly every streaming platform, not every single one, but the major ones, the ones that count, the ones where you are listening to us right now. And Haley, what else can they do?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand podcast. We are actually more so on Instagram. So if you want to reach us and send us a DM, find us on Instagram.
For sure.
At Permission to Stand Podcast.
We post a lot of interesting reels, K-pop related, like 99% of the time. Funny, simping, you know, all the good stuff. Everything that we like to do. And don't forget to, I think actually, oh yeah, I didn't even mention it, but don't forget to leave us a rating as well. I know it takes a little bit more time, but we really appreciate it when you do leave a rating. How many Michelin stars
here?
Even though it doesn't really actually go up to five Michelins,
but
you whatever Felix says goes. So that would be nice. Really appreciate it. It kind of helps spread and share the word of Permission to Stand podcast, so more fellow listeners, even all the way to Alaska. There was someone from Alaska that was messaging us. I remember he's a fellow Mai. So you know, it helps spread the word. Like, there's people listening to us in Alaska, and also I've been watching Deadliest Catch, so it's kind of funny. I've been watching it recently, so Alaska, but also like around the world. There's like a lot of listeners out there. So global, all our international global fans, thank you for tuning in.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And with that said, I think it's time to move on because ATEEZ, what do?
They opened their own solo Instagram account.
So ATEEZ must be excited.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the excitement for like all whenever a group finally drops solo accounts for the members, it's just like madness. Remember when BTS did it?
Yeah.
Remember when Stray Kids did it? Remember when Twice did it?
Right. Everyone goes crazy because it's like they have control over it. It's not the company.
It's like, oh man, what are they going to post?
Right.
What are they going to do?
They can
do
whatever
so cool.
they want with their Instagram.
It's just another platform, another way to simp for them, basically.
Right.
But it's really cool. So I'm glad ATEEZ, it's about time, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you what do you have about it?
So I really like Songhwa's name. He stood out the most for me because Songhwa is actually a huge Star Wars fan.
He's an uber dork for Star Wars for sure.
He loves Star Wars, and his Instagram handle is Starhwa. H-W-A.
I wish he wrote down Star Wars.
Me like, too.
W-H-A-R-S.
I mean, the effort
is
there.
It's close.
He's so
close
cute. Enough. But I think the members are really, really excited to have their own accounts because they've been posting a lot, like stories and like actual
non-stop,
posts.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, they're actually like
they're getting
really,
the itch,
posting.
The social media itch was huge, and they're finally they're finally scratching it.
And then there was also a cute video of Ooyoung and his baby brother. It's posted on their like actual AT's Instagram account. So they were doing the work dance challenge together.
Gotta work.
And his baby brother is like, you know, still really, really, really young. And it was such a cute video. A lot of ATinis were going crazy over it, how adorable it is. But then there was also some really weird comments in there. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Uh-oh.
And you can probably guess what. They're saying, like, it's inappropriate for Ooyoung to, like, be kissing his brother on the lips.
Oh, he did?
What? Yeah.
But,
you know, it's just,
I mean, that's, like, brotherly love. What the fuck?
It's, like, your sibling. And his brother is, like, super, super young. Like, it's a sign of endearment. And I feel like a lot of Asian culture does that, like, with their siblings. Like, even the parents will kiss their kids on the lip kind of thing. That's just normal. And but then people are saying, like, this is, like, pedophilia and stuff. I was like, what the hell is wrong with you people?
Oh, so
the
wait, comments, hold up.
The comment section was, like, a mix of really, 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 like, cute stuff and then really weird shit. I'm like, you guys like, need to leave.
You need to go on the brakes here. Let's back up because you're calling Ooyoung a, like, pedophile and
he's
kissing
brother.
His little brother. That's pushing it.
I know. So
people
I'm like,
are just,
people need to get
people
the fuck off.
People are always looking for something to fucking, like, point out, like, negatively. It's
I was,
horrible.
I was shocked, actually, that that was actually happening. I'm like, are people for reals?
I'm sure everyone was shocked. Like,
yeah.
the managers, Ooyoung himself.
There was, like, a lot of those kind of comments. I'm like, okay, you guys need to just go away.
What? You guys, like, what? People are, people
That's
are
weird.
Something else. People are so...
It's
so
like
sad.
You take something so cute and like
innocent, to be honest,
and then turn it into that trash. Like, get out. Anyway, moving on.
That's wild. I didn't know about that at all.
That was stupid.
Ruined.
Mm-hmm.
Ruined.
You
fucking just you assholes. That's all I can say. Like, why are you even think? You have to get your like mind out of the gutter if you're
right,
like
in that if, kind of sense.
And it's not like he's like a. It's not like it was a random little kid. It's his little brother.
Right.
Like, what the
that's
hell?
So dumb.
Oh, you don't care about your like little brother? You like I mean, like people show different ways of affection.
Different ways
but then
in different cultures.
So it's like I don't know. That blows my mind. It would be a different story. It was like another random, like a random kid.
Right, but it's not.
But yeah, so, man, people.
On that
people,
note.
People.
Mm-hmm. On that note, moving on to Jay Park and his opening of OnlyFans.
So the OnlyFans thing was Jay Park's fault. Of course it was going to be some, you know, when we brought up OnlyFans at the beginning, it's like people would probably have thought, oh, it has to either be Jesse or Jay Park.
Oh, right.
So yeah, Jay Park is the answer.
Very unhinged.
But what about it exactly? So what's going on? What are we seeing in here,
so,
Haley? Ooh.
I don't know. I didn't join it. But anyway, so like, basically, Jay Park posted this, and he's like, "Follow your boy on @OnlyFans," and then like the little devil emoji,
but,
and then hashtag McNasty.
Yeah, that's the best part. His username McNasty. That is. That is what I order when I go to McDonald's, Haley. The McNasty is my favorite. Two McNasties and a side of fries, please.
So at first I was like a little confused, but then at the same time I'm like, Jay Park would make his own OnlyFans account. Like, he seems like the person to do that. But then I realized that it was for promotional purposes.
Special promotional purposes. You won't know unless
won't
you join,
know.
Haley.
But anyway, so he says, McNasty will be out on June 30th. And then so far, his OnlyFans, like according to people who have joined it, features thirst trap photos, a video, and a teaser photo for McNasty.
Perfect.
And then, yeah, so with it dropping soon, I feel like this is his way of promoting.
It works.
That.
I think it's effective because he knows he's like outside of the industry, like
yeah.
in terms of like being unhinged, so he doesn't give a fuck.
Exactly. I feel like it's a very clever promotional tactic.
For real.
Because people are like, what the fuck is this?
That's freaking awesome. And then, like, if you want to know what the hell it is or what's going on, you have to join it.
Right.
Unless people drop it. And I feel like, you know, like, us, you know, pretty good fans out there in terms of, like, they don't want to spoil it too much.
Right.
Right. They don't want to just blatantly just post. Even though I'm sure you could find it out there already. Mm-hmm. Like every post. Someone is definitely relaying everything.
Yeah. So, I mean, but we'll see what it's all about on June 30th because McNasty is coming out.
I'm craving some McDonald's now. So get some McDonald's tomorrow. With my McMuffin. Mm-hmm. I got a McNasty and some McFlurries. Anything else with that?
Nope. So moving on. Nyan is very, very relevant right now. And
she is
making her rounds through, like, all these dance challenges. I keep seeing her pop up.
She is Nuna right now.
She is Nuna.
She is the Nuna.
I appreciate.
We have dubbed the crotch-grabbing dance break part. Did you see what people are calling it, Haley?
Nyan
Nussi. Nyan Nussi. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're calling it. And it's very appropriate and makes sense.
Right.
It's very straightforward.
I feel like a lot of people were not expecting her to do that. But
Of course not. Even the members were going right. crazy. Mm-hmm. But Nyan Nussi. I mean, if we have something called Dunussi, then of course Nyan Nussi is okay. You know what Dunussi is, right?
Mm-mm.
You don't?
No.
You remember those Dune the movie?
Oh, no.
Do you remember those popcorn buckets?
Never mind.
Those very interesting popcorn buckets that are very prickly and you put your hand in. To that
some other people were doing other shit with it.
Into that opening. That's Dunussi.
Okay. Didn't know there was a name for it.
Now we have Nyan Nussi. So okay. Kind of now that Haley's been educated, you can continue on.
So she's been some of the dance challenges that I've seen her do it with is Rise, Nyx, and Boy Next Door. And I love it because they're all my fifth gen.
She's going after the youngins, the younglings.
Yes, because they're all promoting right now. It was funny because, as we know, Jaehyun from Boy Next Door, he is a host, MC host for M Countdown.
Oh, that's right. We talked about his day in the life of a host. Yeah.
So, of course, he's there. He does all the dance challenges. And he did it with Nyan. It was so funny because
Because they did the Nyan Nussi part?
No. I fucking wish, actually. But she did the Earth, Wind, and Fire
challenge with Jaehyun.
The thing is, like, other female member idols have done this challenge, but they do the easy version. So there's an easier version for the Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It's like the chill version.
Chill
I feel
version.
For every dance challenge you do, like, they always have, like,
a simple version. Which is basically just hand motions. But props to Nyan because she did the actual choreo for it.
Props to her till she didn't do the choreo.
Until she gave up at the end and she just freaking
she
started
did,
doing
she did her
thing.
Yeah, you know, she freestyled it. The Nyan freestyle. She should have just gave us some Nyan Nussi she did the freestyle.
I mean, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the choreo is crazy fast and, like, intense. So I'm really props to her for even trying it, but it was just cute at the end. She was just like, fuck it. I'm just gonna turn around in a circle and wave my peace sign.
You know what it reminded me of? Mm. It's like, you know, recently, like, with the recent tours, after they renewed, basically, it's like, because, you know, Nyan is a lot older, and it's funny that she's Nuna and, like, dancing with all these Gen 5 who are, like, everyone is, like, barely even 20.
Right, yeah, she's so, at least 8 years older
so
than them.
She, they got, you know, they got the energy and all, their knees and everything is working fine.
Yeah.
But it's funny because, like, I remember, like, Nyan, like, when, I don't know if it was, they were dancing more and more, or, like, I forgot one of the other dances where they kind of had to, like, go on their knees on the floor for the formation. And then she was, like, hopping and, like, looking like she was so, like acting like such, like, a boomer. And, like a geriatric
but
patient.
But the thing is, like, she always hated more and more. Like, she doesn't like the choreo for that.
Yeah, no,
because
it's exhausting.
Hard.
But it's, like, funny because it's just, like, I remember, like, I don't know where it was. But it's, like, she was, like, struggling and, like, trying to move. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, oh, my God, crawling. And, like, looked like she was dying when she was doing choreo. But, oh, my God, there's a crazy-ass spider outside. He's, like, making a web on our door. You see him?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. And there he goes. Okay, but it's outside, thank God. And thank God we're not in Australia. Because Haley, if it was in Australia, I would I'd probably cry.
Right.
If it was
It'll be the size
of like of Haley's head.
Yes.
But back to Nayeon. It's just funny that she's like, she gave up kind of thing. She's like, I don't really care. Like, I'll keep dancing my own thing.
What's cute, though, is that they kept that take and they posted it and uploaded it on their official Instagram. Because the thing is, like, I did watch the behinds for these dance challenges that Boy Next Door does. And the thing is, like, if the other idol is not happy with the take,
they'll retake it.
But I think Nayeon was just like, whatever, you can just put it.
Just do one. I'm okay with one.
Like, I'm okay. Just
I don't care. I don't care how it looks. Exactly. Just do it.
But I think it was way cuter that way. So yeah.
Oh, Nayeon, mm-hmm. Never change. She hasn't changed. She's still like, she's honestly like, even though she's the oldest member, she's basically like their Mangnae, if anything. Mm-hmm. It feels like you have to take care of her. Momo knows damn well because they live together. Mm-hmm. And if you watch any of their shows where you watch Nayeon and Momo living together and like just a day in a life kind of thing, Momo has to basically take care of her. Like Nayeon is like whoever marries Nayeon has his hands full.
She's baby.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to take care of everything for her. So but I'm sure many ones out there would not mind. Would be at her beck and call, like on their knees just for her. Let's see. So Nayeon, we talked about that. Oh, she also topped the billboards on the weekly selling chart. Mm-hmm. She's been doing well.
Yeah, she has.
Her solo's killing it. She was number one. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And also, Nayeon was on Music Bank on one of the, and she actually won Music Bank first of all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was funny because during this during Music Bank for this one, she brought back one of her iconic celebrations. Mm-hmm. Her classic celebrations and pledges was to sing with ice in her mouth.
So funny.
Remember when she did that?
It was like in 2016.
That was a long time ago. It was just so like viral and iconic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then she was singing with the ice in her mouth.
Yeah.
Like, it was funny. It's like all gargled.
Oh my god, she brought it back. That's so funny.
She doesn't give a fuck.
No, she doesn't care about idol image.
She doesn't care at all. It's funny, though, in like the sauna interview, the fridge interview with her, that Nayeon said for this solo, like, she actually worked out or exercised for it.
Yeah, and then she said, like, well, my body didn't change too much.
She said she couldn't really see or feel a difference, yeah. But it's pretty funny when she brought that up. Also, the cool part was during that during the ice thing, like, you know, when you sing at the end, she was doing the, she won, you sing at the end to celebrate when you win.
Right, yeah,
encore. One of the award shows, you do the encore. She was doing the ice for the encore, but a lot of people noticed that there was a rookie idol, a male rookie idol that ran up to her as she was putting the ice in her mouth.
Really?
To like congratulate her. Mm-hmm. And people found out, like, because it wasn't just like a bunch of like the whole group or anything. Mm-hmm. He came out of his way like to congratulate her. You would think at first maybe it's just like a huge once, like a big fan of Nayeon's. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, it's more than that. It's family.
Oh.
It was one of her like younger cousins, and he's now a rookie idol under a group called Evne or something.
Mm-hmm.
Evne? I don't know that. I'm butchering it. I know, but the member's name is Ji Yunso. So that's really cool. That's her cousin, and a lot of people after they saw that found old pictures of them together. And apparently, he was on Boys Planet.
Okay.
And then like they dug up old pictures of like Nayeon taking pictures, even like when she was like debuting, like, and he was really young. Like,
oh, probably he was baby.
Like, so he was like grade school, elementary school kind of thing. It was really cool to see, though, like, you know, like to have someone else in the family that's like in the industry. We really know about Bai and like Hyun and Kai, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like we don't see much about cousins. Like the siblings, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like we know like Chaeryeong and all like, but when it comes to cousins, you can't really tell. You won't know unless you know. Yeah. So it's cool. I feel like there's other K-pop cousins out there.
There are.
But I just don't know, like off the top of my head. But let's see. And oh, one last Nayeon note, because I'm telling you, she had a lot of stuff going on. Nayeon revealed Haley that she listens to two specific K-pop groups every day.
Damn. Okay.
Even listens to them while she's in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
scrubbing her Nayeon Nussi. but she listens to two K-pop groups. Can you guess?
Well, I read it.
You
already.
Read it, okay. But would you have assumed it would be these groups or no?
One of them, yeah. New
Which
Jeans.
One? New Jeans. Mm-hmm. New Jeans is...
Because everyone listens to New Jeans.
But the other one.
No, I wouldn't have guessed.
Aespa. Mm. So Nayeon is a Mai. Nayeon is a bunny. Literally, she's a bunny.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It's really cool to... It's cool to hear other artists, you know, really enjoying and listening to other artists, right? That's why I really miss when Bang Chan used to do... His
Chinese room.
Yeah, that's so disappointing. Because right. It's cool seeing, like, he gets really excited.
Yeah, he does.
Listening
he
to all these music. Different, mm-hmm. you know, all the different groups, like all his peers.
Exactly.
Fellow peers. So it's, I'm still sad.
R.I.P. It's been like over a year.
Rest in peace, Chinese room.
Can you believe it's been over a year?
Give this man
Chinese
a room again. You,
I don't think
people,
he wants to
it's
do
been
it
ruined. Because you people ruined it for him. Mm-hmm. You ruined it for all of us.
Yeah. Poor thing.
I don't remember what episode, but there was an episode we talked about. If you're curious, we'll just find it. I don't know where it was, but it has Chinese Room most likely in the title.
Yeah, it was probably like over a year ago.
Yeah, so yeah, that was a while back. Oh, what a shame. And especially because like when it was on YouTube.
Right.
It was perfect because it's like there's like...
It's like every Sunday, without fail, he would do Chinese Room. And if they were busy on tour or something, he would do it like...
From the hotel
at the beginning
rooms.
Of, yeah. He would do it at the hotel, or he would do like it early on in the week, but it's gone forever.
I'm gonna hold a next time we watch them. I'm gonna hold a like I'm gonna be dressed up as I'm five, Chani again, but I'm gonna hold up a poster saying "Bring back Chani's room."
I don't think he likes that.
You think so?
No,
it might be one
of
the negative things.
Likes it.
Fine.
Especially when people ask in the comments, like Stays always be like, "Don't ask him that. Don't say that."
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. It's a. It's a.
don't do it.
It's a salty
it's a
subject
trigger.
That we don't
yes.
want to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't want to trigger him. Trigger that man
don't,
again.
Don't.
When he gets angry, he's angry.
Not even triggering him. I feel like it's more so the fans too.
Oh, if it's the fans, you know, I don't give a fuck.
No, but then like deep down, I feel like he's kind of upset about it as well. So just yeah. Another
steer,
sign
steer
would be
clear,
yeah.
steer clear. Got it. Roger that. With that said, let us take another break, another water break. Don't forget to use the restroom and not pee yourself. And Haley, what can they do before I say everything else?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to send us a DM, send it on our Instagram.
And with that said, don't forget to like, follow, hit that notification bell, subscribe. We're pretty much available on most podcast streaming platforms. Give us a rating, and I mean, you could see our whole library. It even goes all the way back to when we were still at a Munchies podcast, because I know we brought it up before, but that's really embarrassing, and those shows were really bad and sucked, so don't listen to them.
Oh my God.
Let's move on, because I think we're finally here. We're getting close, Haley, to the end.
Thank the Lord.
BTS and Stray Kids.
Yes, BTS.
So BTS, a Tay. Or V.
Yeah, V.
Type like, 1.
I was not expecting him to drop anything else,
type,
to be honest.
He just dropped a top, like they just dropped a topless photo of him.
Yeah.
And then put type 1.
Wow, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
So like, we're like, is this like a solo? Like, you know how like RM has been dropping his like solo comebacks and
right.
everything? Is this something? Guess what? It is something,
it
but
is
it's
something.
Nothing with music.
No, it's
unfortunately.
Not. That's fine though, because he is actually dropping a photo book, and it's 100
topless photo book.
I mean, one, some of
he's
the photos
literally
are
topless.
Probably topless, but it's going to be 152 pages.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dollars.
No. Well, I don't know how much it's going to be, but yeah. So I feel like. This is one of the first actual like solo photo books
from BTS, right?
Yeah, so Tae has had this in the works for a while, it seems. Like people are speculating this photo shoot was done like at the beginning of 2023. Like, because they're putting together that topless selfie that he posted on his stories and then the topless photo that was posted for the photo book. It looked like it would have been from the same shoot.
This man is a liar. He lied to our faces, Haley, because he was on Suchita with Yoongi.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
He said chapter 2 of BTS is not about being topless or like yeah shirtless or something like that in that sense.
He trolled us. Or he's clowning himself.
Yeah,
because literally it was just a half naked picture of him just dropped today,
and I feel like every single member has been topless in chapter 2 except for Jin.
No, Jin has Jin a topless has. One.
He does. Yeah, when
he's on the beach or something.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. So yeah.
What about
so,
Yoongi?
How's Yoongi?
See, I think that's one, right?
Maybe. I mean, Yoongi fans tell me because I don't know if he did.
100%. I know all the other members for sure. Right, like yeah, RM so, working out. Oh, we yeah. have like the Namjoon workouts.
Always freaking posts himself half naked. Jimin, of course, with his comeback, he was half naked. Jungkook.
Jungkook. Obviously. When was he clothed?
When does he ever wear clothes anymore?
Yes, and then Jin had that back
and
shot
J-Hope.
Where we had J-Hope? Where we could see. Oh yeah, did Hobi have one? All right, so you Hobi stands.
Hobi and
Yoongi biases. Just yeah. let us know because right. actually that's a good question.
I don't pay too much attention to all these topless photos unless it's like Jungkook and Jimin, to be honest, and Tae, I guess.
And yeah, so I guess type one. So that's what's happening with that. It's interesting enough because, like you said, yeah, it might be the first real photo book of a member, right?
Right.
Because like I'm like thinking BTS like in terms of like twice though.
Yeah.
Twice we've had so books. We no actually not all of them. Yeah. Like
yes, which is so weird.
Which is weird because it's been taking a while like between each photo book. The most recent one I remember was Che.
Uh huh.
We're missing Jungyeong. We're missing Momo.
Really, Momo?
Yeah, I don't think she has one. Mm. I know I have the Jiho. Right. I have one of the Jihos. I have both Sanas.
I know Dubu did it.
Dubu and Chewy had theirs really early. So they had theirs.
It's so interesting how it's taking so long.
You know what? Thinking about it, I don't even think Nayeon has one.
She does.
No, I don't think she has. Nayeon doesn't even have a photo book. Which is kind of wild to think about.
Really?
Like,
that's so weird.
Yeah, she doesn't have one. Momo doesn't have. Mina has one for sure.
Mm.
So yeah, that's three members. Wow, interesting. So yeah, back to BTS. Sorry.
No, it's fine. So there, I think we mentioned this a while back, maybe last episode, that there is going to be a Despicable Me collab with BTS, and so like a lot more information.
Banana.
So a lot.
My intrusive thoughts just came
through. A lot more information and like what this whole pop-up is and collab is for Despicable Me. So basically there is a pop-up store in LA from June 21st to July 3rd. It's in West Hollywood.
God, I hope it's not like Proof.
So actually this one is free. It's not as bad as Proof.
Proof is free. That was that was the worst.
So this one is also free. It's very underwhelming as well, but it's a lot cuter and there's more photo ops than Proof.
Nothing will be more underwhelming than Proof.
Oh my god, that was disgusting.
That was the biggest waste of gas and time, to be honest. We should have just got ice cream somewhere. We should have went to one of our local K-pop stores. That would have been more fun, to be honest.
We didn't know. So like, I feel like a lot of these, well, I feel like the free ones aren't...
Except
for the one in Vegas.
The one time. I think we've talked about this plenty of times, but it blows my mind. The exhibition they had when they did Permission to Dance in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. The free exhibition was gorgeous, fun.
Amazing.
That was the craziest thing because they even had a paid version. And the paid version sucked compared to the...
It should have been flipped around.
The free one was like a museum, a BTS museum. Right. It was so cool.
They had so many different like photo op sets.
My god, the sets were amazing. The record store from Dynamite.
Mm-hmm. It's like even like the elevators and everything from Dynamite too. Butter. It
was the butter. Oh my god, it was so good. That was like the best free pop-up ever. I don't think anything will ever top it.
No, especially it being free. And then the one that we paid for was like literally photos on the wall of like their behind the scenes photos, I guess, from when they're like rehearsing and whatever.
It was a letdown
so after like, going to the free one. I'm taking photos of photos, basically.
After going to the free one, it's such a letdown.
Right.
But you know what's even more of a big letdown? The free BTS Proof pop up. That's
dumb
the worst.
Shit, because literally it was like an empty room with some mannequins.
Mannequins. Promoting jackets they're selling for Proof.
And
clothes, and that's it.
Merch was so fucking basic.
It's
like,
so basic.
The frick would buy that shit?
It was so basic.
Sorry if you guys bought it, but I'm just like, what?
Like, the only fun part for me was writing a note.
Yes, that, on the
that the
wall.
Members will never see
no,
or read.
They will never see it. It was dumb. Anyway, so like the Despicable Me BTS pop-up in LA, it looks a lot more cuter. Basically, what it is that there's going to be a villain in the new Despicable Me 4 movie. Her name is Poppy, and apparently she...
Poppy. Oh, from Stacy.
She is a huge fan of BTS and has her room decorated with... them.
That's freaking cool, actually.
I don't know if it's like BTS the members or BTS minions. So like the members of BTS are all minion-fied. So they all have characters and they look like minions.
I haven't seen any of the pictures. Have you
really?
Seen it?
Yeah, yeah. I watched a video of it.
I didn't watch it
It's
yet.
A lot cuter. Like they have like an arcade and everything.
Like if
neon
you showed,
lights.
If you showed me each minion, would I be able to identify who's who?
Maybe.
That'd be interesting. I want to do that. You can test me.
It's kind of difficult because it's just like a different hair color or like the minion is a little bit taller than the other one.
Okay, see, the small details could help still.
Okay, I'll let you guess.
The short one will be Jimin.
Oh my god. So anyway, if you're a BTS fan...
I was going to say one more thing. The one that's topless is Jungkook.
I think they're all topless.
Oh, I guess confirmed. Everyone was topless.
So if you are a huge fan of Despicable Me, BTS, and also Funko Pop, I am not.
Me and Haley do not like Funko Pop. I don't think
Funko
we've ever discussed this on the podcast.
Either.
Just so you all know, we are not a fan of Funko Pops at all.
I absolutely hate them with all my soul.
I am not at the level where I will hate them. I do not like them. I don't prefer them.
I just don't think they're cute. They're boring because, like, they're soulless, actually.
Yeah, to us, they have no souls because it's, like, the same, like, eye design. It's just, like, it was, like, you know.
It's very American.
Props to Funko for, like, cashing in on being able to make a product.
Oh, yeah.
That you could reuse the same basic design overall,
like,
basically.
The basis of their actual, figure
you could
is the
put
same
it
shape.
For every, the, you could put it on any character.
Right.
Any real just life, any their... animated character, yeah. It's genius.
Yeah.
In a way, it's genius. So props to them for making billions of dollars for like collectibles for towards people.
So
but
like,
Haley and I are one of those people. And like our other friend who's like an artist too, what's her name? MJ.
MJ.
Like she's not even a...
Some of our other friends too just don't like them either for the same reason. And like I totally understand that there are millions of people that love
Funko
there's
Pop. Even stores in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
It's dedicated just to Funko Pops and stuff.
I just look at them and I'm just like, eh.
But it's good. Yeah, in a way, it's good for us because save more money.
The thing is,
actually, no, we don't. You know why?
We spend it on other stuff.
We spend it on other stuff. And like, I like getting figurines.
Right,
like,
actual figures. Like
and they're like
anime figures.
Like 10 times the price
that
sometimes.
Are very, very detailed and look exactly like the characters.
So, yeah, never mind.
Anyway, so like, what was I saying?
Despicable Me?
Despicable Me. So like, actually, the figures... For the Despicable Me, for Pop, Funko, they look really cute.
See,
they look
I mean,
like minions.
That's the thing, though.
Because the minions have eyes similar to that.
See, there's a few things that Haley and I will tolerate mm-hmm. for Funko. Like Baymax.
Baymax is the
was
only
awesome and
Funko
cute because...
Pop that we have because he looks... His
because
eyes
his
are like
eyes
that.
Match
already
the
like...
Funko Pops. You just draw a line in between that connects
yeah,
the dots.
Exactly. So that
but,
one's
I mean,
really cute.
We're not... You could collect... Everyone... is free to like and enjoy and spend their money on whatever they want, to be honest. If that's for you, that's for you.
I'm
it's
just very open about it because
just,
I'm
it's
just
like,
not I don't
thing.
Want anyone to buy me that. That's why.
Just
don't buy me a
warning,
Funko
do not buy us any Funko Pop because we don't want you to waste your money.
Because like a
we
lot
appreciate
of people,
the thought.
Obviously, they thought when BTS came out with Funko
oh,
Pops.
Oh, I remember that. People were
so many people wanted
people
to buy
were
them for
asking
me.
Haley, do you have it? Did you get it yet? Or oh, I want to get it for you. Like,
and literally
nope.
up, I tell them I hate Funko Pops. And like after that, no one ever
way
bothered.
To shut them down. Like don't even like just
right. I'm not even
don't
like,
even temper it down. No, you just
no,
throw
just I'm
just
like
throw
I'm,
salt in their
I'm
face.
Just like, I don't like Funko Pops, so I'm like I'm because like I have a lot of people ask me. They're like, what if Stray Kids like starts making?
Oh,
them?
She's,
I'm just like,
let me give you the answer for her.
Hell
no,
fucking no.
Okay, sorry. I'm trying to give the PG version, Haley. The answer is always no.
Yes, exactly.
Unless it's Baymax, literally.
Right, only Baymax. And we already have it, so you don't need to buy it.
That's it.
Anyway, moving on.
Mic drop.
So, yeah, I think, like, I think these ones have sold out, or they're like on pre-order, the Minions and the Despicable Me /
Of course people would be going crazy for it, because if you're a Despicable Me fan, you're going to get it. And if you're ARMY, you're going to get it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, Funko, like, Funko is always in their bag. They know how to make money.
Oh, yeah,
to
of be course. Honest. They know where it's
They know
at.
The collabs. I mean, even the Blackpink ones. Someone, like, was asking me.
Oh, yeah?
Guess what? No.
You're like, no,
I am good. If NewJeans had one, I'm good. I have, I literally have anime faces, like, of NewJeans in my home office.
Right.
That they're always staring at me, like the cute one on the mouse pads. Yes. I just have mouse pads.
Oh, exactly.
Of them. Those so I'm good. I'm happy.
Make
That's
figures
it.
Of those and we'll buy them.
Oh, no, no. They're going to make collab figures, like the little plushies of the, shoot, what's the artist again? It's like off the top of my head. The Murakami? One
So I did see those ones. They have plushes. Oh, yeah, they're actually going to have figures, though?
No, they're plushes.
Oh, okay.
But if they do have figures, I'll get them, too.
Those
for sure.
ones are 100%. So cute. Moving on. That was a lot. Too much of Funko Pop. Jimin drops...
more than what Hailey would ever want to pay
just
for.
Just making it clear. So Jimin drops concept photos for his upcoming album, Muse. His hair is blonde on the top, and it looks like the tips of it are, like, black or dark brown.
Oh, so it's like the opposite.
Yeah.
The opposite of frost-like tips kind of
thing? Uh-huh. Either way, he looks freaking good. Like, I'm really, really excited for this, because I think I mention this, like, every time we talk about BTS, I'm like, Jimin, I never hear anything from him. Like, he's just...
No, he's...
He's silent.
He's...
The most silent
he's covered,
member.
Man, like...
So this is exciting for me, because like now I'll actually get Jimin content while he's in the military. So basically he's holding a bass guitar and is surrounded by blue flowers. Like the whole concept for it is very, very Jimin and very pretty. There is going to be 7 tracks, Rebirth, Interlude, Showtime. So this next title, I'm like, what?
This title's funny as hell.
Smeraldo
Garden Marching Band.
This sounds like something from the Beatles or something. I don't know. Like, it reminds me of their weird title.
I can't say Smeraldo without, like, I can't say that with a straight face.
Smeraldo Garden Marching Band. And he did apparently spoil this. I can't remember what show he was on, but he had the hosts say each word, like, he said, like, Smeraldo, and then, like, the other hosts would say it. So it was actually a spoiler for his freaking title. Of course, he spoils it.
They're good at doing that. I feel like a lot of groups are good at spoiling
this. They do
that,
and we don't even notice. It just flies under the radar for us. The other songs are Slow Dance, Be Mine, Who, and Closer Than This. I'm very excited for this to drop.
Jimin finally reminding you, trying to reel you back in.
He can't.
He's lost you.
I mean, like, he's still up there for me, of course. I love
Top
Jimin.
Top 5, right?
Yes.
Top 5 still.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Moving on. Stray Kids.
Ah, Stray Kids has 2 of your top 5s in here.
Yes, right? That's correct. Oh, my God, yes.
Did you forget?
Yeah.
Do I have to remind you? Did you forget?
No.
Hyunjin, Changbin?
I remember.
You don't remember
Changbin
their names?
Also, always, but... Hyunjin.
Oh, okay. All these Gen 5s in your head,
I know,
huh?
Yes, it is. Anyway, so Stray Kids had another interview with BuzzFeed. If you remember from last time, they did one with the puppies. And this time, it was a kitten interview. And sadly, not all the members were there. And I was really upset
But there's a reason why, right? Oh, go ahead. Why were you upset, Haley?
Because my biases, Changbin and Hyunjin, were not there.
Both of them knew Haley was going to watch.
Yeah. So because they are allergic to cats.
Yes. Just so they're hanging out with Haley because Haley's also allergic.
I am. But the thing is, like, I don't know where Seungmin was because he wasn't there.
Seungmin's allergic to being around
Bang Chan,
basically.
So it was only Chan, Felix, Lino, Han, and IN that did the interview. As we all know, Lino is the cat daddy. He owns 3 cats. He loves cats. And literally all he did the whole interview was just play with the kittens. I feel like he barely answered any of the questions.
He was just there. But
he was just there.
He was really like one with the kittens.
He was. He was in his own little kitten bubble. And he was actually the only one that didn't get scratched by any of the kittens. All the other members had scratches on their arms, on their legs. And were getting attacked by the cats. And Lino's just like... like, this is every day for him, basically. Chan actually talked about the moment at the Met Gala where they met Chris Hemsworth. And he actually did a very good voice impression of Chris Hemsworth because they're fellow Aussies, and he did talk about how he picked up each of the members. I'm really, really still
it's confirmed.
It is very, very confirmed already. But the thing is, like, I wish this moment,
zero footage,
wasn't caught on camera at all. I guess it's more.
There's more footage of Bigfoot.
Yes, exactly.
And of Chris Hemsworth holding up Changbin.
Oh my god, I would have loved to see that. Anyway, so they also were asked what their favorite American slang word is, and apparently it is Riz for some reason.
They are the Rizzlers, that's why.
Also, Felix said that he would love to one day be a voice actor for a Disney film or narrate animations.
He should be a good. He would be a good narrator.
Honestly,
like, films
he needs to do
everything.
Those audiobooks. Make it's an so audiobook like, because his voice is so
it's soothing,
calming.
In a way, even though I know it's deep and like sounds like it would be like sturdy and scary, but it's kind of like a protective,
it is
soothing kind of sound.
So, like, I'm happy that he knows that his voice is very like. Loved and yeah, I would love to see him as like even a voice actor for
just
a Disney film.
Him when he does his ASMR when he's just talking. Aside from him with the boba, but like literally like just talking, it's cool.
Boba, that's so funny.
Bubble tea.
Bubble tea. They also said that they want to collab with Post Malone.
Please.
We love Post Malone.
Posty, man. He's funny as hell,
please,
too.
Please. I want that to happen one day. That would be amazing.
He has great music, to be honest. Like, he's good at what he does.
He is.
He's my he's also my favorite because Haley and I watch... We are big fans of a Discovery Channel show called Ghost Adventures.
Right.
I've been watching Ghost Adventures since I was, like, in high school. It's crazy how, like, long they've been going on.
They're still going.
Zach Bagans and the crew are, like, old. Like, Aaron... Mm-hmm. But they look good, though, for their age.
Of course.
Post Malone was in one of the episodes, and in the night vision, he looks like Garfield the cat. It's hilarious, and you should check it out if you are a Post Malone fan or a Ghost Adventures fan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny-ass episode.
I wish they had more... They don't really have guests anymore.
No, not really. They've had only during, like a couple seasons during that period. Like, they had, like, Metallica.
Yeah.
It was really cool, but, yeah, they don't really do it as much.
They're too famous for that now. Anyway, so Stray Kids has been dropping a lot of...
I thought you were going to say, because wish Stray Kids went on Ghost Adventures. I can just imagine them all being scared and terrified, though.
That would be bad.
Screaming.
Bad idea. You know, Bang Chan and Felix are the fucking worst when it comes to those kind of things, because I watched their episodes where they had a haunted house, and they are literally... Hopeless.
Dear Lord,
they're
put them in a
so
real
scared.
Haunted house on Ghost Adventures. It'll be the worst.
No, they'll shit themselves.
Actually, it'll be great entertainment. Sign me up.
It's like you would think that Bang Chan would not be scared, but he was terrified. Oh my god.
Oh man, it makes me want them. I want them to play PC games, like how Le Sserafim played horror games. Stray Kids has never done that yet.
They've played not horror games.
Yeah, that's why. It would be funny as hell and entertaining to watch them play horror games together.
Moving on. So the new cover for Stray Kids 8, ATE, okay, album looks a lot like XG Woke Up vinyl album. Like, I literally, like, when they posted this, I literally thought that it was an XG collab with Stray Kids.
Woke up looking like this.
I got so
woke up looking like this.
Excited because, like, it looks the same. It's the freaking teeth, if you're familiar.
It's cool.
It looks so freaking cool, like, with the fangs.
It's like the fang grill kind of thing.
XG has XG on it. And then, of course, Stray Kids ones, it says Stray Kids. It has the fangs. It has, like, the stars on there.
And the thing is, XG, obviously, you know, it dropped before this.
Right, but then I'm sure this has been in the works for a while,
and then it goes both ways.
Right, of course. Like, I'm not saying, like, they copied each other or anything, but then...
Like, we could talk about that. I want to talk about that.
Okay.
I don't know if you have notes on that. But remember, you told me, the cool part is... All the XG fans, right? You told me, like, they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
No hate.
No hate. Zero hate.
First off, I've been listening to XG a lot more lately just to also prep for, like, when we see them.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, I've, like, fallen really hard for, like, their music. Especially
right.
Woke Up.
It's amazing.
Woke Up goes so fucking hard.
It's so good.
And I appreciate I could understand everything because I know they're a Japanese group that does and performs K-pop, technically. Quote-unquote
right.
K-pop because they perform on Music Bank, Ikigai,
right.
and all that. But they sing completely, like, really, not even broken English.
No.
Like, straight up American hood gangster English, like for reals.
They rap hard.
It like they sound so good, and it's cool that the fandom is cool also, because the members seem really chill and cool too. But like the fandom is awesome because they're like, I don't think I read anyone accusing Stray Kids of like copying or anything. Right? What did you see? Just like people saying like it looks fucking cool.
Yeah,
or
they're like, oh my god, I wish that they would do a collab together. It's like, and then
that's how it should be.
I felt too. I was like, oh my god, wouldn't it be freaking amazing? Okay, because like if you guys haven't checked out XG's woke up, they're in freaking wolf outfits.
It's so badass.
So like, wouldn't it be cool if they did woke up and Wolfgang by Stray Kids together? Like that would be freaking sick.
That's the dream collab XG please. And for Stray Kids. And their music, their sound is actually similar.
Yes, exactly.
Like the type of sound that they go for, very, very similar.
I want them to, like, even for them to do a dance challenge together. Like, can Stray Kids please do Woke Up?
This is why I'm so upset about Channy's room, because I know he would have listened to XG.
Oh, yeah.
And
would have
said something. And we could have heard, like, notes on it. Ah, waste. So,
yeah. I mean, I don't know if that will ever happen. I'm putting it into the universe. Hopefully, one day down the line.
Download it, universe. Please upload it and let it make it happen.
Also, a teaser image of the track list for Stray Kids was revealed. You know what? Like, the concept art for this comeback seems really, really cool. It's very edgy, very, like, I don't know. Did you see it? I can't think of the word that I would describe it. It seems more like hardcore kind of Stray Kids. But they used a vending machine to show the schedule of like all the concept photos and when the video teasers will drop, and then the actual concept art for the track list was revealed, and it also looks very cool. It's very like metallic, like the colors.
Right, I know what you mean. I don't know what that.
I don't know
the concept, like the visual, like what that type, what this style called. Is called. There's a specific. It's a style.
It's so freaking cool, though. It almost looks like graffiti art, because like the way that they wrote the tracks, I had a hard time reading it.
But you're right, there's like metallic and like all this like type of chrome.
Yeah, it's so freaking cool. But then like
it's like 2000, almost like 2000. You remember like there was an era like in pop where like a lot of people kept using like metallic and chrome.
Yeah,
like I don't know if that's like the 2000s or something.
It's
like
really
that
cool.
It's pretty interesting though. It works so well for their concept.
So basically, like the way that the tracks were written on this like concept art, it was kind of hard to read because it looked like graffiti, and a lot of people were like, I can't work out what the titles are because like the words are all like kind
it's
of
too hood. It's too hood.
I mean, I did make it out eventually. You know, like if you
yeah
look
because
close...
we were from LA. There's graffiti everywhere you go. You'll kind of understand it. We could kind of see the nuances.
That's true.
In the writing.
So basically, there's 8 tracks. It's Mountains, Chick Chick Boom, Jam, Double J, I Like It, Runners, Twilight, and then a self-titled track called Stray Kids, and then Chick Chick Boom Festival Version, which they're probably going to be performing at Lollapalooza and all these
of course
festivals that they're doing in Europe.
You know what? Whenever I see you doing these portions, like you talk about Jimin and his track list, Stray Kids' their track list, it's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to start bringing up track lists too, because it's like when I talk about like the girl groups, I just say the album, but I don't talk about anything about this kind of shit. It's like I feel like I'm underwhelming in terms of like my information. I need to take lessons from you.
I mean, like, I just... because it's interesting to me. Like, I want to know what they're calling these tracks, and I want to, like, their concept art.
It's not like I'm not interested either.
No, you're not.
But it's just like...
I hope other people find this interesting.
Oh, I'm sure you... No, I'm sure it does really well, and it's great for a lot of, like, stays and, like, army. But I'm like, shit, like... What kind of bunny am I? Or like, what's wrong with me?
We do mention the tracks.
No, but I don't. I don't think we do.
Oh, just the title tracks, maybe.
Yeah, just a title track, and I don't go in depth like this, but because I'm also like worried that like it might stretch the episode.
Well, I mean,
too, like,
yeah,
in the
it obviously does. Look how much I have to freaking talk.
I know, it's surprising because you don't like to talk as much.
I do, but this is important to me.
Exactly, but like the other stuff, it's like it's like weird. It's reverse for me because I don't mind talking more, but and it's important to me too. But it's like I just don't put it. I don't know why. So I'm gonna work. I'm gonna do better next time.
So anyways,
I didn't even say the name of the two tracks from New Jeans. Like, it's like, oh, they had a pop-up. They just had all this shit.
So what are the two tracks from New Jeans?
Let me tell you right now. So the tracks are Supernatural and Right Now.
Yes. They're both very, very good songs. We did watch the music videos for them,
yeah,
too.
There you go. I feel like life is complete now.
So, there's also been some concept photos that have dropped. So far, it's been Dance Racha and 3 Racha dropped this morning. I was going crazy over Changbin's concept photos and teaser, trailer, video thing. So all of them look really, really cool. They've gone back to that kind of like hardcore rock concept look, I guess.
You're like, adjective. Insert adjective here.
A lot of them have eyebrow piercings. They're very like rock, I guess. They're going for that hardcore look.
It's, I mean, look at XG, to be honest.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. XG looks so badass.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They
Lisa's upcoming
one. Oh, yeah, Rockstar. Badass. I guess
this is a thing.
This
right
is
now.
The, like, whenever comebacks, and sometimes like they have similar, like, style ideas.
Before it was Cowboys.
Yeah, so this is the one that we're getting into. Rockstar is like the rock life, like, punk kind of thing.
Love it.
I like it a lot.
So Felix and Lino have eyebrow piercings, of course. Hyunjin didn't because he already had a real eyebrow piercing and he got over it and he took it out, which I'm so disappointed. He just was over it in like a month. Also, I noticed that Hyunjin's shirt for his video teaser says "Dangerous when wet." Like, where is he getting these shirts from?
Uh-oh.
First off, because if you guys remember when they were on Maniac Tour, he had a very iconic shirt too. It said "Hotter than your ex, better than your next," and I'm thinking he's getting these shirts from Spencer's.
Spencer Gifts or Hot Topic or some
shit. What are these shirts? I love it, but then I'm just like, okay, cool. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But
I feel
I want to buy. Can I choose a shirt? I want to have a slippery when wet or something.
Oh my god. So tomorrow, I'm guessing it's going to be Vocal Racha. Seungmin and Ian will be dropped. And then a lot of concept photos and videos will be dropping for the rest of this month. Until their comeback, July 19th.
Right, of course. So is that pretty much it?
Did I talk about that I got the albums? I don't even remember.
No, I'm just staring at a spider that's above your head. So I think it's a good time to wrap this up.
Oh, it came out. It came out from outdoors. Okay, cool.
All right, perfect. Okay, so as me and Haley are both looking up above us and staring at this spider that's probably staring back at us, thank you everyone for tuning in and joining us again this
Imagine
week.
Imagine it just jumps on my face.
I will scream, and everyone will hear it, and I will leave it in the recording. So thank you for joining us. Don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, subscribe, and follow if you're still enjoying this podcast all the way to the end. Haley, where else can they check us out and tune in and do all the good stuff?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast. If you want to send us a DM, please send it on our Instagram.
Yes. So thank you very much for tuning in. As always, till the next episode, everyone, take care, stay safe, watch out for spiders over your head. And as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantries, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.